Bell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Survivors of Libya's catastrophic floods survey their destroyed homes as many thousands more remain missing. Reuters' Rachel Faber reports.
Ahmad Al-Hawal walks on rubble near his flood-damaged house in Libya.
It came from here and completely washed away the valley. It hit the wall and destroyed everything around it. It destroyed everything.
It was the worst natural disaster in the country's modern history. Hawal says the area he called home in Al Bayda is completely uninhabitable.
My life before was stable. Everything was 100% good. I had my house and my family, but now there is nothing. There is no life anymore. Today I am looking for a house, an accommodation. Even what was habitable before is not anymore.
Thousands were killed in the disaster, and many thousands more remain missing.
Rachel Faber, Reuters. Kenya's president is wooing American tech companies, promising a business-friendly environment, even though he has raised taxes on businesses at home. President William Ruto made the appeal in an address in San Francisco, saying his government has eliminated value-added tax on exported services and the tax on stock-based compensation for employees of startups, as well as the domestic equity requirement for ICT companies. But critics say his government's newly imposed taxes will increase the cost of doing business in Kenya. The European Union has decided not to renew a ban on Ukrainian food imports heading into nearby countries. The move Friday sets up a clash with Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania, and threatens European unity on supporting Ukraine against Russia's invasion. Poland said it will extend its own ban. The EU members have said food coming from Ukraine has become stuck within their borders. This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors have filed a motion to stop Donald Trump from allegedly harassing witnesses in his Capitol riot case. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The revelation came in an order from U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team are filing a motion under seal seeking an order to restrict former President Trump from making inflammatory and intimidating statements about witnesses, lawyers, and the judge. Prosecutors are being allowed to file a redacted motion with the names and identifying information blacked out. In the motion, prosecutors claim a narrow, well-defined order is necessary to preserve the integrity of the case and avoid tainting the jury pool. Judge Chutkan wrote that the history of harassment and threats demonstrates a real likelihood that they could suffer further intimidation. In a statement, a Trump spokesman reacted by accusing a weaponized Justice Department of election interference and attempting to deprive Trump of his First Amendment rights. Earlier this week, Trump's legal team requested that Chutkan recuse herself from the case because of statements she has made while sentencing Capitol rioters. Jennifer King, Washington.
Thousands of migrants overwhelm Italy's Lampedusa, Reuters' Sean Hogan reports.
Lampedusa's migrant reception center is overwhelmed and overflowing. Designed to handle 400 people, it was housing an estimated 4,000 people on Wednesday. Meloni's government has impounded many charity rescue boats, banning them from conducting multiple rescues. Migration data analysis shows 90% of migrant boats arriving in Lampedusa in the last 3 months have come from Tunisia, the closest African country. Italy has sought to improve ties with Tunis, but a recent pact aimed at stemming the flow of migrants has had no immediate impact. A government source said the pact was still not being applied and that Rome was working with the EU to allow it to take effect.
Sean Hogan with Reuters. President Biden says his administration will try to help auto workers and makers reach a deal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says nobody wants a strike.
But I respect workers' right to use their options under the collective bargaining system.
Saying while automakers are enjoying record profits.
Those record profits have not been shared fairly, in my view, with those workers.
The president says he appreciates that both sides continue working to reach a deal, sending acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu and senior advisor Gene Sperling to Detroit to lend support. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S.-based pharmaceuticals company Johnson & Johnson is being investigated in South Africa for allegedly charging excessive prices for a key tuberculosis drug. South Africa's Competition Commission says J&J's Belgium-based subsidiary Janssen Pharmaceuticals is also under investigation, saying they may have engaged in exclusionary practices and excessive pricing. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.